Exactly 30 years ago, in 1987, I was entering the ninth grade. That's a time in life in which every experience is oversized and formative. That year, an Irish rock band, of whom I'd previously never heard, released its fifth studio album. The band was U2. The album was The Joshua Tree, with tracks including With or Without You and Where the Streets Have No Name. The Joshua Tree's reach made it all the way to Paragould, Arkansas, and far beyond. And it had such cultural impact that in 2017, during this 30th anniversary year, U2 is reprising the Joshua Tree tour and playing that entire album in cities across the globe. It just so happens that U2 will be in Houston this very Wednesday at NRG Stadium. And if you have $1,000 to spend, you might still be able to snag a ticket. Well, what I did not know in 1987, but came to know much later, is that three of the four U2 bandmates are Christian. Their faith began as evangelical when they were just teenagers. Over the decades, that faith has morphed somewhat, and the bandmates sometimes speak of it hesitantly or cryptically. U2's never been known as a Christian band, thank goodness. But some of their music is overtly so. The 1981 song Gloria includes these lines, quote, Gloria in te Domine, Gloria exultate. O Lord, if I had anything at all, I'd give it to you. How about that? Later U2 songs are titled Yahweh and 40, hearkening to Psalm 40. See, knowing this about U2 offers a code key to much of the rest of their music. Songs that on the surface may not seem overtly spiritual are revealed to be subversively so. The song She Moves in Mysterious Ways, for instance, from the album Achtung Baby, becomes not about some profane seductress, but about the Holy Spirit of God. The track on Joshua Tree that most captivated me 30 years ago also opens up into new vistas of meaning. Listen to this. I have climbed highest mountains. I have run through the fields only to be with you. Only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls, only to be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. No, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So what is this song about? Is Bono looking for love for his heart's desire? Yes. But not the worldly kind. Bono speaks of a restlessness that will travel to the ends of the earth looking for his center and his source of being, but cannot find it. This is a song not about romance, but about the soul, and about our fear and our frustration when we cannot find that which we need the very most. It is about being existentially alone in a crowded place, but sensing that which can sustain us is out there somewhere. Now that's a feeling that teenagers understand. And U2's song connected with my ninth grade self. It's a feeling that 44-year-olds and 64-year-olds and 94-year-olds also understand. In all times and in all places, it is a universal mythic theme told in stories and dreams where some precious thing is lost and the search for it is equal parts frantic and futile. We are looking for something that we sense will make us whole, and it always seems just beyond our vision, just out of reach. In the book of Acts, this is what St. Paul encounters today in Athens. See, the Athenians are not an irreligious people. They, too, have a deep desire to connect to their source, to their God. Perhaps to the surprise of some Christians who read this story for the first time, St. Paul does not dismiss, condemn, castigate, or deny the pagan Athenians' spiritual lives. As Paul wanders through the Areopagus, that ancient pantheon overlooking the city, he looks sympathetically upon the various statues of the gods, and especially so upon the altar inscribed, quote, "to an unknown God." With eloquence, Paul says to the Athenians gathered around him, quote, "The Creator made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, that they would search for God. And perhaps find God." All people are made to yearn for God, in other words. And that desire is placed in us by God. But Paul doesn't stop there. Indeed, he goes on to say, God is not far from each one of us. In God, we live and move and have our being. See, already, and not only after some conversion to Christianity, already, Paul claims, all people, including pagans, live and move and have our being in God. It is a remarkable affirmation coming from the preeminent Christian apologist and evangelist. But it also begs the question, then, why are they, or why often are we, still restless? Why don't we find what we're looking for? Paul explains that our error is that we place our hope in that which is not God. We run around frantically and we seek God in things, whether material or relational. We make idols of them, not unlike all those statues in the Areopagus, exalting them, but knowing deep down that all such things will ultimately disappoint. Again, as Bono sings, "I have spoke with the tongue of angels, I have held the hand of the devil, it was warm in the night, but I was cold as a stone, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for." We move from one possession to another pursuit, feeling momentarily warm, but ultimately as cold as a stone, and restless all over again. What then to do? How do we find what we're looking for? Well, paradoxically, by ending the search. Like a child alone in the woods, our impulse is to keep moving from one thing to the next. But as with that child, we know that we're likely simply to move in circles and become lost. The thing to do is stop moving. In John's gospel last week, Philip asked Jesus, "How can we find you? How will we know the way?" And today, Jesus responds by saying, in essence, "You don't have to find me. Stop moving, and I will come to you." And Jesus adds, perhaps the most moving words in Scripture, words that affect us on deeper levels than we understand. "I will not leave you orphaned," Jesus says. "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you, and my Spirit will abide with you. You will be in me, and I in you." The truth shared by St. Paul that we live and move and have our being in God means that we are never alone. We are never orphaned. The source that seems so often just out of reach is because we make the mistake of reaching beyond us. When in fact, God's great gift in Christ is that God's very Spirit inheres as near to us as the air we breathe. And yes, even within, it is our center. It is our ground. The quelling of our restlessness will not come with our arrival at some place or something. That hope is futile. It will come with the recognition that God's Spirit, through Christ, is incarnate. In Psalm 46, that same psalm from which comes our cathedral theme that God is in the midst of the city, God promises there that God is also in the very midst of us. At 46:10, God says, "Be still. Be still. And know that I am God." We need not find God because we are found and we will never be orphaned. We will never be alone.